All right, welcome to module four. We're gonna talk about what you're really doing here in your business, which is setting appointments and who you're gonna call. That reminds me of Ghostbusters. So setting appointments. One of the coolest things I've found about business is I try to simplify things as much as possible. And if you get right down to it, this whole process and even your business, any business, can be broken down into two parts: setting appointments and keeping appointments. The stages of the sale that Robin just shared with you, and she walked up the stair step, all you're doing is, she talked about making you're meeting someone at a networking event, and then she was meeting someone, she was at an appointment, and then you go to setting the appointment. She then said, hey, can we have a quick call? And then move to the discovery call and so forth. So you just want to make sure you're setting appointments, but you've got to have the discipline of following through and actually keeping the appointments. So you got to make sure you have that discipline. Like Steve said at the very beginning of this, we're hoping you have committed 100% to play full out and commit to your own business. If you're not willing to go ahead and give your business 1 hour a week, or excuse me, a day, 1 hour a day in setting appointments to speak with people, let's be totally clear about what we're talking about you spending your time in this 1 hour. It is setting the appointment. She mentioned that first call is only going to be like 1 to 2 minutes. You're there for one purpose and one purpose only, to go to the next step. Now, how can you do that? And we've been talking a lot about the phone because it's such an awesome way to build rapport. It's such an amazing way to set the appointment, but let's face it, there's a couple of other ways you can do it. And Steve mentioned this, that he's used different methods. He's sent Facebook messages. So this, in 1 hour a day that you're actually in activity where you're trying to set these appointments, it's okay for you to send Facebook messages. It's okay for you to have an email that you send out. But here's what I want to talk, this is really key. This isn't an hour spent where you're writing the email. That's not it. This is not where you're crafting all of it. This isn't where you go find your list. No, you're going to need a list. I'm going to talk about that later, of who you're going to go talk to. You're going to pick up the phone. It is game on. You're going to have a timer, and you're going to be, your job is to set appointments. And you can do it if you want to pick up the phone, if you want to text message someone. I can set really fast appointments with a text message. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'll meet people at, when I'm speaking an event, or I get those business cards, I'll text them my number, I'll give them my name right away. Sometimes I'll try to set that appointment immediately on the spot. But you can send someone a quick text, and you can also go ahead and send them an email, obviously. Now, here's what's cool. We're gonna give you some templates for you to use and customize. Do that on your time. You want to customize that on your time, not like, okay, I'm now working in my hour a day, and you're going to now start writing and doing all your copywriting. That's not it. You can also use LinkedIn. You could use Snapchat. I don't know. Use whatever vehicle you want to set the appointment. Now, this is not time that you're going to talk to them about the football game last night. This is not time you're going to talk about The Walking Dead. This is not time that you're going to get into anything else. And a little bit later, I'm going to give you the exact script. We call it the Make Money Song, that you can use. So you're not just gonna get the script and template for this, we're gonna train you on how to use it too. So you understand the psychology and the mindset behind it, so that you can go ahead and set these appointments. Now, the next question is, who do you call? Now, a lot of people think, you know, oh my God, I don't know, do I have a big list? You know, you probably have a shoebox full of business cards at home. You know, you probably have some people in your phone. I think Steve was telling me, and he can go ahead and address this because he's gonna be here in just a second, how many average phone numbers people keep in their cell phones, like 200 or 300 or 600 or whatever. But when I wrote my book, High Paying Clients, I did some research, and it says that the average person knows 600 people, 600 people that you can put on your list. How many people do you have connected with on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook? So I'm gonna go ahead and turn a little bit of this over to Steve Napolitan so he can nail it for you. But this is really key. What you're gonna need when you are setting these appointments is a list of people to call, and it's a magical one. You may not know where this list exists, but I'm gonna let Steve tell you, so hold on.
Here I am, just in from California.
Tag.
Yeah, we gotta do that, right? So here I am, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit about who to call, and I wanna start with a little issue that I had many years ago in my business. I was struggling. I remember I used to have my desk, and I faced this board. I had a whiteboard, and I put my leads on the board. And I remember one day sitting at the board, and I was like, man, if that lead only did this, and if that lead did this, And if that lead to this, I would have business. And I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. So I called this one guy I knew that had done really well in business. He wasn't necessarily like an ongoing coach, but it was someone that I looked to get some advice from. So I call and I'm like, hey, this is Steve. Hey, I need to talk to you about my business. Like right now, like this lead is doing that. This lead's doing this. And like, and he stopped me. He's like, Steve, stop. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He said, you're blaming the leads. I said, yeah, I guess I am. I'm blaming the leads. You got me. He said, well, what can you do about it? And I said, well, I guess I could get new leads. And he said, perfect, do that. And I was like, well, I guess I could use a little help there. I don't know where to get more leads. That's why I think I'm focusing on these leads that I do have, because I don't know where to get more leads. And then he said, well, he said, I'll really do it. He said, call your mom. And I was like, call my mom? I'm not going to call my mom. Let me tell you that I was looking for, so I was running my ad agency, and this is many years ago, so it was like before social media. I had to go for big clients, so I was looking for multi-million dollar companies, and I was directed towards marketing directors, chief marketing officers. That's who I was looking for as leads, and I'm like, call my mom? Are you freaking kidding me? I'm going to call my mom, and my mom's going to help me get a marketing director. Yeah, right. Right? I'm like, and he's like, well, then just hang up. And the guy was on me that day. He said, just hang up then. And I said, no, I want your help, but give me some real advice. And then he said, I am. Call your mom. And I said, look, I'm not going to call my mom. He said, well, then I'm not going to give you, this is it. And I said, fine, I'll call my mom. And I said, so tell me what we're going to do. And he said, are you going to call your mom? And I said, yes, I'll call my mom. I need to say hi to her anyway. He said, you're going to call your mom. I said, yes. He was making me so committed. I said, okay, I'll call my mom, but you got to tell me what to say. And this is what he proceeded to say. He said, you call your mom and you tell her how excited you are in your business right now. What's going on? What's new? And who you're looking to work with. Tell your mom that you're so excited to work with marketing directors. You figured out that your best client is companies that are multi-million dollar companies that have marketing directors that you can talk to. Because previous to that, I was saying, oh, I'll work with any business. And I realized that at that time for marketing and advertising, you had to have a budget. This is before social media. So anyway, I say I commit to it and I call my mom. And I'll tell you, I was pretty shocked. Because on that phone call, she gave me two leads of people I should talk to. And by the end of the week, she had called me back and said, Steve, I thought of one more. And I was like, okay, mom, thanks. And this is the best part. I meet this one guy, right? So this guy was in a business with my mom, like, I don't think it was like 20 years previous. And he was, just working, and he worked his way up all the way to being a marketing director for this big company in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they kept exchanging holiday cards all these years. And so when my mom said, oh, I know this one guy that I used to work with, she gave me the guy's information, and I call him, and he's like, oh, I like your mom. I'll meet with you. And this is before I did 10-minute calls, by the way. So I just book an appointment right away, and I meet with him. And he's like, you know, I really don't know why we're meeting, but I do like your mom. And at the end of that meeting, I had a client. And I'll tell you what, it was my biggest client for the whole year. It was my biggest client. So my mom led to my biggest client. So just think about the people that you know. And when Trevor was saying, who are the contacts you have? You know, and add it all up. You know, I have clients and they're like, I only have 300 people in my phone, so how am I going to reach 1,400 people in a whole year? Well, then add up your Facebook, your LinkedIn, all the other things that you do. And don't forget, it's going to lead to other people. My mom led to three. So if you have 600 people and you multiply that by three, that's 1,800 potential people if they all gave you three. And some might give you 12 leads. You never know. I called one of my friends from high school, and we hadn't talked in years. He had went into the military. We kind of like talked every once in a while, but it was getting to the point where we were talking, you know, I hadn't talked to him in probably like 3 years. And I was literally going through my phone A to Z. So every day I wrote down the last name. I'm like, James Albertson. Okay. So then I'd go to that name and I'd continue the next day and I'd do my next six. And my next six, and every day I just went down my address book, and one day I got to my friend from high school. And I'm like, hey, buddy, and we caught up for about 10 minutes, did my call, and nothing happened other than he knew what my business was. He found out a business, and then guess what I found out? He ended up working his way all the way up to vice president of maintenance at a big billion-dollar corporation. So we hang up the phone, and he calls me back, and he's like, hey, like this, like 2 days later, he's like, I was just at my board meeting, and I just realized that the marketing directors at my company, the marketing director, he doesn't know exactly what to do to the, take the business to the next level, and I think I want to introduce you to him. And I'm like, sure. Well, guess what? It's a $500,000 deal. $500,000 deal from a high school friend that I hadn't talked to for 3 years. And just because I caught up with him and I genuinely told him what I was doing with my life and he told me what he was doing with his life. And remember, we're going to tell you how to work the 10-minute call in a minute, but I just want you to get an idea that you can virtually call anyone because it's not about that person necessarily. It's about who they know. And if they care about you, like my friend from high school did, definitely my mom did, then when we say, hey mom, who do you know? They're most likely gonna work to try to help you. So it's just so important to just open up to almost anyone.